got a Bible turn with us this afternoon out to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 60, and we'll read a verse of scripture found in the Word of God. The Bible said there in Isaiah chapter 60, verse number 12, for the nation and the kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. But my friend, I want to say this afternoon, brother, that we live in an age that my friend of shame and make-believe. I want to say that we despise our national birthright and we make light of our heritage this afternoon. I'm here to tell you, my dear friend, that this nation, brother, today is a crumbling because of their churches, but my friend are playing, but my friend in their homes are not where they ought to be with thee, with our God. But my friend, I want to say that if there's anything that we need, but my friend, brother, in this era, that we need, my friend, in old time, Holy Ghost, moving of God, brother, revival, brother, in their homes, we need a revival, my dear friend, God's way. I'm here to tell you, brother, we tried every other way, but my friend, we tried man's way, brother, we tried all the commentaries, brother, way, we tried what this preacher may say, and what that preacher may say, but I'm here to tell you, this afternoon, but my friend, we need a revival, brother, of God's way, my friend, a revival spirit, born heaven directed, brother, shaking in hell rotting, my friend, I'm here to tell you, brother, we're serving a God this afternoon, brother, will not weak, my friend, of sins, and I'm here to tell you, in our churches, brother, in our nation, much longer, my friend, revival means, my friend, the power of the Holy Spirit of coming, my friend, upon the people, brother of God, a friend, we can organize, and we can preach, and we can sing, and brother, we can have all the meetings, my friend, all the campaigns, brother, I'm here to tell you, we can have no revival, without the power of God, I'm here to tell you that we must begin, and brother, in our homes, and down on our knees, and brother, before we can have come down to the house of God, and brother, there'll be no revival until the power and brother of God comes upon the meeting. And the Bible said, and there in Proverbs chapter number 29 and verse number 18, and the Bible said, well, there is no vision of the people of perish. And brother, I'm here to tell you, when God opens the floodgates, and brother, when God opens the windows of heaven, and when the people can feel the thrill, and brother, in grip on the power of the divine spirit, on the revival broke through, on the victory of my friend, and brothers inside, and the psalmist of David said, without more revivals, again, that our people may rejoice in thee, and brother, listen, and brother, nodded, but not until, and brother, then, have we seen in 2 Chronicles, what a blessed promise in the Word of God. Turn with us, if you would. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse number 14. And the Bible said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, and then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And may I stop here this afternoon to say, brother, you can search on the pages of God's book, and brother, and you'll find that the people of God, my dear friend, have always helped the key. But I'm here to tell you, brother, that we're so caught up in the world. But my friend, the world is reaching into the house of God. And brother, it's a sad thing. But my friend, to say this afternoon, and I know this afternoon, my dear friend, that hell is a burning while the church, amen, Our mother's asleep. Our wife and mom will sleep. Our mother is sad to know that our young people, mother, today are dining on the hill. Our old folk alike and dining on the hill. Oh, I'm gone. That's because, amen, our mother, that will sleep, amen, caught up in the world, enjoy the worldly pleasures of the world, amen, more than we do for the blessings of God, amen. For the night from the sun, I'm here to tell you, while me in sleep, on the enemy, amen, souls of tears, our mother in the field, while we've been holding all of our little conferences, amen, all of our camp meetings, amen, all of our revival meetings, and other men have dropped into, and the countless graves, and the millions, amen. And there, I'm here to tell you, and they'll never sleep. Hell, my dear friend, has no day, only night, amen. Eternal night, a night of darkness, a night of endless torment, amen. I'm here to tell you, if we had more sleepless nights, my dear friend, in prayer, and there would be fewer souls, my friend, of our sleepless eternal night in hell, amen. We're still an alley, amen, of dry bones on the churches, amen. And brother dead, we might as well, amen, have to face the fact, amen, on this afternoon. I'm convinced, amen, that the church, amen, meaning the body, the truly regenerated believers, amen, our brothers never face a greater challenge, my friend, from the powers of darkness, and then she does today. My friend, many folks say, oh, preacher, our church here is not as dead as some around here. But we're hardly alive, just lukewarm, amen. I'm here to tell you, my friend, that God, amen, ignores a cold church. He rejoices in the church that's hot, with the spirit and with the presence, amen. But he vomits the lukewarm church from his holy mouth, amen. Oh, many preachers today, amen, they'll paint, amen, and the preachers, the abortion and the crime, murder, and the divorce and the times come. I'm here to tell you, and I'm for all that. We need to preach against it, but I'm here to tell you the time has come, my friend, when the judgment, amen, must begin at the house of the Lord, amen. The Bible said in 1 Peter chapter number 4 and verse number 17, the painful fact is, amen, that the soul has lost its singer, amen. I'm praying, amen, for the healing of my friend, homes. I'm here to tell you, if our homes, amen, I would come back to God. If our homes, amen, I would do what they need to be. I'm here to tell you, the church then, my friend, that would be what it ought to be. We'd see a healing, amen, the church. And we'd see a healing, amen, in the nation. My friend, as the church goes, amen, so goes in the world. My friend, the sun, I'm back to sackcloth and ashes. Oh, my friend, with Isaiah, we need to plead in Isaiah 64 and verse number 1. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, and that thou wouldest come down out of my from the sun. I'm here to tell you, brother, the time was when the people, amen, went to church, and brother, they went for one reason. I'm here to tell you, they went to meet God. Oh, my friend, but you know what now? I'm there to tell you, most Mike, in the church going people go, and brother, to go and see what old brother John has done for the past week. My friend, see what's went on through the community, and they go to hear the gospel. My friend, they don't want the gospel. My friend, they go to hear the gospel. My friend, of some woman are running her mouth. I'm there to tell you, brother, the church today, and brother needs, and brother to go. I'm about to circle the nations and my nudity. And then we're going to have to plead. And we're going to perish. All of my friend, I'm nudity. And brother, we need revival. And brother, that's what's going to take. And I'm bringing revival. I'm the shadows. I'm blessings. I'm dry. I'm thirsty land. And where the water is, eternal life coming to. And the dead in trespass, I ain't seeing. And we need revival God's way. I'm my friend today. I'm really going to plead. Oh, we're going to perish. I'm here to tell you it's time. I'm going to lead the prayer breakfast. Amen. And brother, I'm here to tell you, amen. How most of our churches today, and brother, they can't do nothing. How about a prayer breakfast? Amen. Or said some dinner, amen. And brother, after the service, and they can't wait to get out of the house of God. Amen. They're going to eat. I'm here to tell you, I found a dying and going to hell today. Oh, we're playing church. Amen. Oh, my friend, we feasted long enough. And brother, now's the time. Amen. From the feast and the fire. And time is running out. Oh, I've been honest. And brother, would God deal with our sins as he dealt with the sins of Sodom? Oh, really? My friend, just let us run a little bit further. I'm here to tell you this afternoon, glory to God. Amen. I'm here to tell you the authority of the Word of God, of the Jesus. My friend, is coming for blood, glory to God. He ain't coming for a sick church. My friend, the only one, my friend, who heard the cry of Elijah from on Carmel. And the one, my friend, heard the Jonah, my friend, out of the belly of hell. I'm here to tell you, amen. I praise his holy name. He'll hear the cry. My friend, he'll hear the mercy. My friend, he'll send revival. And the Bible said, call upon thee. And he said, I'll answer thee. Are we going to plead? Are we going to perish? My friend, this afternoon, my friend, our homes, I'm going to turn back to God. So our churches, my friend, can be what they ought to be. I'm here to tell you, amen. Worldliness, amen. Brother comes in the home, and then it's in the church, and then it robs a Christian life. And my friend, I'm here to tell you it's anything that keeps our home from being what it ought to be. My friend, I'm become convinced. My friend, this afternoon, the home, my friend, the greatest problem which we have to deal with. I'm a day man. My friend, I'm here to tell you we're living in a time and a generation, amen. And brother, when our young people, my friend, in their homes, and they go out and they live like hell, out of my friend, the son and the daddy, amen. Let them go out and do as they please. Out of my friend, listen to me. I'm here to tell you, and you're going to stand before God, and you're going to give an account of the way you raise your own children. I'm going to let your teenager girls, my friend, go out and live like hell. And let them go out and brother and get in the back seat of a car and brother and run their life and lick their life and they become pregnant out of wedlock. I'm here to tell you, it's a sin, it's a disgrace, amen. Tell my friend, the son, you better raise him children upright. And brother, you better train them up right. I'm my friend, the son, I'm gonna train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he'll ought to part from it. You say, preacher, it's old fashioned. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's the old fashioned, and the new fashion. And brothers end up in crime and end up in divorce. Oh, my friend, think it's all right, amen. I'm going to stop to go out here and check up and live one with another and not married. And brothers, husband and wife, hey, that marriage. I'm here to tell you, bless God, it's wrong, amen. It's a sin. It's a violation. Amen, my God. I remember this wrong 10 years ago. I'm here to tell you it's wrong now.
hell. Out of my from the shed. I'm near to tell you, man. I'm a little horns in my head. I need to turn back. I do a holy God. Out of my from the sin souls. I'm being damned and sent to hell. And the revival's ended. Out of my from you, man. Amen. I'm just going not to hell alone. I'm near to tell you, man. I'm going to leave every day alone. As you hear this Christ is ahead, amen. Hey, you better follow him. Out of my friend, but some men, amen. I'm this God's just a handpicked, amen. I'm this God, the Son. I'm there to tell you, amen. I'm just sitting on the foot of the bed, amen. And roost like out of my friend, a little Benny. I'm roost to him, amen. I'm going to tell you, amen. I'm on this tire, amen. It's got a long and orderly, amen. I'm a friend, the Son. And brother, will you agree with me? On this afternoon, I'm really how we need how to set some standards, amen. I'm really to say how do we live in. You let every man who hears me, am I offending every woman who hears me? I want you to remember how my friend and in our churches and there in America and here the table go and where the home goes, amen. How the Bible said in Isaiah, he said in those days was Hezekiah sick on the dead, and Isaiah the prophet and son of Amos and came to him and said unto him, and thus saith the Lord, and set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. And the Bible said Hezekiah and turned his face toward the wall, and the Bible said, and he prayed unto the Lord, and he said, and there, and my friend, I'm here to tell you, and to you, I remember now, Lord, and 2 Kings chapter 20, if you want to turn, and the Bible said in those days, I was Hezekiah sick on the death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, and came to him, and said, I'm putting thus saith the Lord, and to set thy house in order, after thou shalt die, and not live. My friend, the Bible said, and he turned his face unto the wall, and he prayed unto the Lord, saying, that I beseech thee, O Lord, remember. Oh, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how that I've walked before thee in the truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And the Bible said to Hezekiah, wept so. Oh, my friend, listen, I'm here to tell you that there's no way, my friend, to fix America today if we don't fix the people, my friend, in our homes, amen. Oh, but you say, preacher, what will we do? What do we really do? What do we need to do in our homes? Oh, my friend, the son of you men, amen. I'm of the grace of God. You ought to say that I'm going to take Joshua's vow, and that is for me and my house. We will serve the Lord. My friend, you ought to say, and this afternoon that I will lead my family for God. I will take the responsibility and set the peace in my home. Oh, my friend, then let the wives, amen, amen, so that I'll obey, amen, my husband, amen, all the day. Oh, my friend, this son, and that she made that holy promise in the presence of God, and me in the love and the honor. Honored obey, my friend, and then another turn out like a whore, amen. I walk up and down the streets, amen, like a woman on the street. I'm here to tell you, women, amen, it's time to have a Christian home, and my friend, like the Bible, amen, commands you to do. You say it's old fashioned, well, the new fashions, crime and divorce, amen. Well, my friend, the word submit is a very my word, and my friend, it's a loving word, and it means to respond from your old husband as unto the Lord. Have my friend, the son, and brother, we see today, and brother, that and the wife is to respond unto the husband, amen, as a believer. How my friend is to respond unto Christ in the love relationship. How we need in America, my friend, a turning back, and my friend, to God. In this rebellious and in this wicked world, and we're living in today, and brother, we need to do like old Noah was, a preacher, a knife in a righteousness priest for 120 years without any converts except this whole wife and his three sons and their three wives. Imagine there was one man, imagine whose religion, amen, was good at home. Imagine when they went out on the ark after the flood, and Noah built an altar, imagine unto the Lord. I'm sure that that little family, amen, and gathered around while Noah offered up the sacrifice, perhaps, and as he prayed, amen. Water, then God blessed Noah, he blessed his sons, and also commanding them, and there had to be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. Have a friend we see, and it is a family, my friend, that Noah and his wife and sons and daughter-in-law, my friend had, but surely today, my friend, we must repent in our homes, amen, and get our prayer back, amen, and get the church back, where it ought to be, so the nation, amen, how can we ride with God? You remember old Jacob, amen, and his family, my friend, they had worshiped together. You couldn't read the dying blessing of the 12 sons without realizing that they worship and they praise, amen, and they brought the strange idols and the Jacob there, my friend, the Bible said that he buried them under their old tree, and brother, they went to bed for, and there Jacob, my friend, built an altar, he called upon the Lord with his family, and gathered all around. Well, you remember Joshua, the great general, amen, who led the armies of Israel into the land of Canaan. My friend, after the death of Moses, my friend, I was a most devoted man of God, he too. My friend had the worship of God in his home, amen, and his whole family was led, my friend, by this holy man, and the servant of the Lord. Choose you this day whom that you'll serve. But as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Well, my friend, this land, I will live in a day, amen, when you can't walk down the streets, amen. Brother, in America, it ain't safe, amen, for a woman to walk down the street, brother, by herself. Well, my friend, this son, brother, a man who will stand for God, brother, in the home, and a wife who will obey her husband, in the home is Sarah, amen, obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, and that's God's plan, amen. Oh, thank God, amen, for the Christian home. Thank God, amen, brother, for my home. I thank God, amen, for my dear precious wife, and for my friend who stands behind me, faithfully, amen, and brother who prays, and brother for me, and brother lifts my hands up unto the Holy God. And my friend, this son, I'm here to tell you, amen, and brother, not many of our homes today, and brother, where they ought to be, and brother, they're fussing at one another, and I've been complaining, amen, and brother, one another, but I'm here to tell you, you ought to shout out today, by the grace of God, amen, brother, to set your house in order, and my friend, train up your children the way they ought to go. Have a friend, this son, I'm here to tell you, amen, bless God, this son, we live in, how we lost our standards in our home, and brother, how the women, amen, and brother, don't even have no standard, and brother, the dress code, amen, and brother's been thrown out. You say, well, just a minute, preacher, don't you get on that. I'm here to tell you, bless God, amen, and you mean, amen, and to let your wife lay out in the yard, and bless God, have a little maiden suit on, and I'm here to tell you, and you ain't right with God, and your home ain't right with God, and brother, you let your teenager girls, and brother, run around, have no clothes on. I'm here to tell you, you let them come to the house of God, have a mini skirt on, amen. I'm here to tell you, that's why the glory's departed. That's why we got no power, amen. We ain't got no respect in the house of God. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't like it. Well, amen. Bless God. Turn the radio off. Amen. That's the reason why God didn't call you. And he called me. Amen. To give me a backbone to preach. Amen. The word of God. But you say, preacher, well, young people can't have no fun no more. What's wrong? Amen. I'm going to the house of God. Amen. I ain't hearing no man of God. Amen. Stand up under the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost and listen to the preached word of God. Amen. Well, my friend, this son, well, we thank, amen, brother, to do right, amen, and there's no fun in it, but I'm here to tell you, brother, there's a payday one day, someday, and brother, times are running out on us today, brother, both in our homes and in our churches, and how we need to turn, my friend, back to God, how did our churches need to turn and back to God, and cry out to God for revival, amen. Oh, my friend, I'm here to tell you, my friend, the Bible said that your iniquities are separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, and that he is not here. I'm here to tell you that the mighty hand and the mighty arm of Jehovah is paralyzed, my friend, in the midst of the awful condition that we live. My friend, as the church goes, so goes the world. My friend, if the watchman and sleep, and the enemy takes the city. Our Christian battlegrounds have become playgrounds. Our mission fields have become ball fields. Our soul winners have become goal winners. Our Christian congregations, my friend, have become Christless denominations. My friend, pastors have become charismatic rather than dogmatic. And God's men, the pulpit, it's time to call the people of God back one more time in the pulpit. Let's preachers preach the word of God and cry out, amen, ring out, my friend, and jerk the cover off of sin and let it show the shame. Oh, my friend, listen, I can see had our time done coming down under this time next Sunday as our prayer. You be much in prayer, and God bless you. Amen and amen.